Trying to resolve stock lodging. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Weak corn and sorghum stocks caused a loss of about 20% of the crops in the U.S. annually, and a multi-university consortium composed of scientists at the University of Idaho, University of Kentucky, and Clemson University is trying to find out why. They're working with approximately one-third of a four-year, $6 million grant from the National Science Foundation for the interdisciplinary study. University of Idaho mechanical engineer Dr. Daniel Robertson is a core member of the scientific team, and I asked him to explain stock lodging.
Stock lodging is simply the breaking of the plant before harvest. And so usually it's the stem or the stalk of the plant will break, and then the grain will fall on the ground. And then when they come through the harvest, they can't pick up the grain.
Corn and sorghum play a vital role in a world where food production must double by the year 2050 to sustain the ever-growing human population. The crops function not only as food for humans and animals, but also used for biofuels and various industrial products. In many underdeveloped nations, corn and sorghum are primary dietary staples and two of the top-traded food commodities, among other grains, such as rice, wheat, and soy, rice and wheat also being subject to stock lodging. The production of these crops is increasingly threatened by disease, climatic factors, and stock lodging. This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.